following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.5%, APR 4.53%, that payment could support a $265,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
I thought the Niners were supposed to be like the best team in the NFL. What happened? They're a 3-point favorite at the Rams? Vegas knows something. Mike Perenio will join us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from the Mandalay Bay in Vegas, to talk about where we're at right now in the college and NFL season, and of course the Major League Baseball playoffs. Maybe give you a sneaky pick to head into the playoffs, which you'll be able to hear part of. A lot of football and baseball over the month of October right here on ESPN Radio. Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda with you. Good morning. Thanks for being with us here on this final Thursday of September. No area football teams playing tonight. A little bit of volleyball going on. We'll touch on that. Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook is going to join us at the bottom of the hour here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up in our next segment, Josh Howgie, head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, as their season gets underway on Saturday. Plus, don't forget, it's Thursday. That means Luke Hoover of RotoWire to answer all your fantasy football questions. Who should you be playing? Who should you be picking up? Who should you be sitting? Ugh. Don't give up. Maybe you're 0-3 right now. That doesn't mean it's the end of the season. Stick in there, and we'll tell you why and how with Luke Hoover of RotoWire. All you have to do is send us your Facebooks, your tweets, your emails, and we will get the questions out to Luke. Of course, the particulars, as always, the Bruce Furniture Fan Line, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can tweet us at ESPN, 1460-1550, and our Facebook is ESPN Superstation. And of course, as always, you can email to the Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPN Superstation.com at ESPN Superstation.com. We're going to give away. We got some tickets to the roller derby on Saturday. I think we still got a couple of those, don't we, Jeffrey? Producer Jeff?
Yeah, we got a few left.
All right. So we'll give you a chance to win some of those. I think I forgot to congratulate Jace and Tim yesterday for picking up those. Also, we'll take a look at our Midtown Mark Cooler question here. And who knows by the end of the hour what else we've got going on the program today. So if you'd like to be part of it, we've told you how, and we'd love to hear from you on today's program tonight. Thursday night football, I still hate it. I'm not going to lie. It is Rams and Niners. I don't like Thursday night NFL football, and I especially don't. I just haven't got into it yet, and none of them are good matchups. And I think we've had this discussion before. They may fall backwards into these things. I mean, who really thought that the Saints and Dolphins on Monday night were going to be 3-0? So it's not just Thursday night football, but you're hitting and missing. It's that Sunday night game that now seems to have the best potential to be a good matchup week in and week out. And for those of you in the eliminator pools, I hope you still have Denver left. There's not a lot of big spreads this week for those that are in the eliminator pools and have been knocked out. Maybe a lot of folks have been, but I listen to Colin Cowherd every once in a while, and it'll be interesting. Denver, the only double-digit favorite this week, and don't you have to think they're due for a letdown? And the Eagles have to play a little bit better?
In my eliminator pool, I've got Denver, but I'm looking ahead to next week, and there's a lot of similar games this week, and I'll have Denver eliminated, or not eliminated, but I can't use them anymore. So I think next week might be even tougher.
I'm in 1-2, and luckily I have stayed alive through the first 3 weeks, but I used Denver last week. I just didn't have the right feeling on Seattle, so I still have them, and I've used a couple of teams that have got me through. In fact, the Rams in week one, the Raiders the next week. Some people are just taking whoever plays Jacksonville. and that's probably a really good strategy. But you know what? Even in the NFL, bad teams at home, I mean, face it, there's been the 0-16 Lions. That's been perfection only one time. They'll back their way in. It'll pour in Jacksonville. They'll win a 9-7 game someday. And then where will you be? So best of luck there. Our Midtown Mart cooler question, let's get to that off the top of the show today. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. You can always vote on the Midtown Mart cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. With the Huskers having a bye week, which college football game are you most looking forward to? Jeffrey gives us three top 25 selections: Oklahoma-Notre Dame, Wisconsin-Ohio State, which are both going to be here Saturday on ESPN Radio, or LSU-Georgia. I'll tell you what, those could be some good matchups. Man, which one are you looking most forward to this Saturday? Vote at ESPNSuperstation.com on our Midtown Mart cooler question. Man, that's a good one. Am I getting hooked into the Big Ten now? I got a sneaky suspicion that Wisconsin's going to play well. So I'm looking forward to Wisconsin-Ohio State. Plus, it's a night game, so that'll be cool. I'll get a chance to watch that because I've got a fundraiser going on Saturday, which is going to be fun if it's not too cold out. So I'll get to see that. I'm going to be interested to see how the Oklahoma-Notre Dame game plays out. Remember last year, this was college game day. This was the big talk. Oklahoma favored by 10 right here on the show. We told you Notre Dame. And Notre Dame was able to get that victory, which then catapulted them into the national contention and eventually helped them get into the national championship game. So I'm intrigued on that. And, of course, LSU-Georgia basically is going to eliminate one of those football teams from the national title consideration in that run to the SEC championship. And I think Georgia wins that football game. That at Georgia, Jeffrey?
Yep.
Game's at Georgia. So I like Georgia in that one. We'll make our picks tomorrow. Pigskin Pick'em, Jimmy Langan will be in as my co-host. So vote on our poll question, Midtown Mark Cooler question. Yesterday, our question was, do you agree with the NCAA reducing the sanctions against Penn State? Yes, but more scholarships should have been given back. 42% of the voters said that. And then just a straight yes, they agree with it, and no, each had 29%. So that was yesterday's results in our Midtown Mark cooler question. Kansas City, again, they just keep losing to the bad teams. They've went how many innings now and haven't scored in Seattle? Good Lord. They won on Monday in extra innings, and then they were shut out Tuesday and Wednesday, so it's over for the Royals. They'll finish with the White Sox. The Yankees are officially out, and you know what? Most days, that's when I come on the show and gloat about that the Yankees won't be in the playoffs, and I will mention it. Not going to gloat on that too much because it's just become such, such a apparent yearly thing now that the Yankees are no longer involved in World Series talk. That it's not near as much fun to make fun of the Yankees. But to all the Yankee fans out there, Welcome to Suckdom for the next decade. Let's see how you guys turn this thing around. The Royals should be better than the Yankees for quite some time. And that, my friends, is good. That is a good thing. Good, good thing. Nebraska back on the practice field. Taylor Martinez is not a shocking development yesterday for our Bronco Hastings College men's soccer team. I don't know where you compare this to, but a 2-5 Bellevue team comes in and beats them 3-1, doing it rather handily. The Bruins made life difficult on the Bronco offense, who'd only yielded 4 shots on goal while putting pressure on the Hastings back line all night long. So Hastings 7-1, and the UNK women beat Hastings 1-0. Hastings volleyball, a winner over Concordia. Tonight, we've got high school volleyball, Fort Kearney Conference Triangular from Elm Creek with Loomis and SEM starting at 5:30. Classic Hits 98.9. Axtell, Blue Hill, Overton, Sandy Creek, they all have Triangulars. Kearney's at Fremont, Grand Island's at Lincoln, North Star, and Holdridge is at Adams Central. Plus, Tino Martinez and the gang putting it together for the 7th annual Heartland Hoops Classic at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. For the 7th consecutive year, games from 9 a.m. till the feature game at 9:15. Omaha Central is back. They will play Denver East, and I haven't got a chance to touch base with Tino. I know he was really fired up with what happened last year, and it brought ESPN to town, television. There was talk about a variety of potential out-of-state matchups, the balance of having to pay to bring these teams in and still being able to afford to take care of everybody else that comes in is a balancing act. But Denver East comes in. That should be a great matchup for Omaha Central, who obviously will look a lot different than the Coya Gau team that was leading them in last year over Oak Hill. But here's your rundown, and then we'll head into our first break. 9 a.m. February 15th, Sutton and Overton, who are always very good. Freeman will play High Plains at 10:45, 12:30, Elkhorn South and Grand Island Senior High, Bishop Newman and Northwest at 2:15, Norfolk Catholic, Donovan Trumbull at 4, Southern Valley and Grand Island Central Catholic at 5:45. Kearney is going to be playing this year. They've got a 7:30 game with Norfolk and then the Omaha Central Denver East game at 9:15. It's a great event. Hopefully the teams will end up being good quality caliber teams, which are having good seasons by the time they make the 7th annual Heartland Hoops Classic. And check out their website, heartlandhoopsclassic.com, for more information. Josh Howgie, Tri-City Storm, Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook, Luke Hoover of RotoWire to answer your fantasy football questions. They're all coming up.
Up.
Straight away, 3.
Strap it on.
3 to try to win it.
Pull it over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey's Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up, got it, the buzzer. Oh, my.
I'm Chris Urquhart, U.S. Army retired and a Navy Federal Credit Union member. And this is my heaven. Use my Navy Federal Visa Signature Flagship Rewards card to buy this rod. You earn 2 points for every dollar spent. Guess I owe Navy Federal a few fish, huh?
4 million members, 4 million stories. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Visit NavyFederal.org to apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
$5 footlong. Footlong Nation, rejoice! Right now at Subway, any regular footlong is a $5 footlong, all September long. All your favorites, like the sweet onion chicken teriyaki, the Subway Club, and even the Italian BMT are just $5 each. With tons of $5 footlongs to choose from, we need an entire month to celebrate. So hurry in to get yours.
Subway. Prices and participation may vary. Plus tax will applicable. Exclude Supreme Subs. Additional charge for extras. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
The boys are back in town. The Tri-City Storm embark on another season. The Lincoln Stars, with a new coach, skate on in for the rivalry's renewal.
There will be 7 returning players from last year's team and a whole host of newcomers, including new goaltenders Jacob Johansson and Hayden Levine, and some new players such as Omaha native Chris Wilkie and Kalamazoo, Michigan native Robbie Payne.
Pre-game 6:50, face-off at 7:05.
Saturday night against the Lincoln Stars
on Platte River Radio's The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
As sunny skies develop across the area today, we'll head up to 86 as southerly winds stay from 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, a low of 62 is expected with a slight chance for a storm late. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 73.
I just like listening to the song. Doug and Daddy's Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's here. It won't feel like it. It may feel like it on Saturday if those mid-60s is actually what happens. But the Tri-City Storm will open the season. And fans, you're going to get a chance to see the Storm at home in the early portion of this season. A lot of October, and it starts Saturday with Lincoln, the head coach, Josh Howgie, the voice of the Storm, Jared Shaffrin, in studio, as you just heard him plugging the Storm and all that's going on. Guys, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Great to see you. Jacked up, ready to go. Everybody usually is at this time of the season. Both of you guys are in kind of a different spot. Jared, you're kind of getting ready for that second year. You've been through it. You've kind of learned all the places you're going to go to and probably have all of that down. Coach, you're probably, like we say with Coach Pelini with the football team or Coach Morris with his football team, everybody's here. It's a lot different than the last 2 years. Probably the start of camp was a little bit more, I don't know if relaxed is the word, but maybe more fluid this year for you guys?
No question. I mean, I think that for me, having some experience coming in now with a new staff where I can dictate what we do with everything, it's been just a lot smoother. The whole transition with everything has been fun to be a part of, and it's really where we want it to be right now.
Take me through, we'll talk about the exhibitions, we'll talk about the team. Take me through the offseason from where we went through the drafts. I think that might have been the last time that we actually chatted with you here on the show, to how everything came together.
Well, you know, right after the draft there, we went through the process of hiring the new assistant coaches, and that took some time. And then from there into camp. Camp, you know, is that you have an open camp, and then you go to the main camp, and from there you pick your team, and then there's some free agent acquisitions that you go through. And, you know, we added a guy in Drew Mayer that was, you know, kind of unexpected, was going to go into Ferris State this season and ended up getting pushed back a year. And for us, it's been a huge addition.
Again, I keep bringing this up because I have to remind myself, and I know that most of the hockey fans out there are general hockey fans and are kind of like me, want the team to win, maybe don't know all the rules, but like to come out and enjoy this. The hockey thing is, you have so much movement. These kids, he wants to go to Ferris State, but maybe there's not a place for him. He's going to get more playing time if he's in the USHL or wherever they decide to go with junior hockey.
Yeah, I believe, I think we have eight of our 25 guys, 18 are committed to colleges already. So, I mean, all these guys have their future place to go, but right now they got to get there, and they got to, you know, it's got to be the right fit for them and the right time to step in and play. Most college hockey players are, you know, 20, 21. That's not like a football player where they're 18 coming in as a true freshman. These guys are coming in with the experience of junior hockey, and that's why they're here, is to gain that experience and get ready and be able to step in and play right away.
Josh Howgie, Jared Shaffrin in studio with us here with the Tri-City Storm. You want to see your team. You want to go through different situations in every exhibition season, but you don't want to get your butt kicked either. So 3-3 in the exhibition season. Did you see what you hoped to see?
Yeah, no question. I think, you know, the last two games, I thought we were down to our 25, and we were much better when we were down to just 25 when we had the 32 guys in. You know, maybe some guys that were just getting the experience, not ready for the league. And they made some mistakes. And again, we made a lot of mistakes as a group. Early on, our penalty kill and power play were terrible. They continued to get better as we, you know, implemented the systems and worked on it. And overall, I thought we really took steps each night. You know, whether it was just learning the aspect of, you know, being team tough and standing up for each other to, you know, competing for 60 minutes, which I think we did, you know, for a couple of those last two games.
Well, the coach usually can always give us the coach speak of what his team's going to look like. So, Jared, I'll ask you, what should the fans expect? What kind of a team are you expecting to see take the ice on Saturday night?
Well, I think the team, coach just talked a little bit about the preseason. I think this year the preseason was a lot different than what we saw last year. Last year, the preseason was two tournaments, so it was two blocks of games, and that was it. This year, it was a game, then a week to work on things. A couple more games, some more time to work on things, then a couple more games. So it was a little bit longer, and I think you saw the team identity grow, and from where the team was after the first preseason game to where they were last weekend, I think it's no question. It's two totally different teams. And I think this year you'll see a more physical team. You'll see a team that has a lot of speed, still a lot of excitement, but they have the defensive responsibility where they're not going to be caught out of position, and they're going to take their chances when they can, and hopefully it's going to be an exciting product.
Coach, what would you say will be the strength? I mean, because we always try to categorize it. Are you fast? Are you hungry? Are you experienced? Are you young? Are you a fighting team? Are you not? But where do you think the actual strength of this year's team will be the first month, you hope?
Well, I think that we play with a high level of skill and that you'll see some of that. But I think really it starts with our three returning defensemen, with Nolan Gokowski, Garrett Cecere, and Cutler Martin. Those three guys are the backbone of the hockey team, and they'll really settle things down for us here early. We have some young D that are talented that go with them, you know, and Torre Dello, who's a 97 for, you know, 16 years old coming in the league, but he's special, and Kevin Kerr is kind of the same way. So we have some talent with those guys, but those three D, I think it starts and ends with them.
Josh Howji, Jared Schaffner are in studio with us again. It is the Lincoln Stars rolling in. They got a new coach. You got a chance to see him in the exhibition. Lincoln and Omaha are supposed to be the rivals. Where are those programs out right now?
Well, I think, you know, they're both in a little bit, you know, different spots. Lincoln right now, they're rebuilding, and you know, it's a topsy turvy time for them with their coach, you know, resigning, kind of unexpected for everyone. And you know, Jimmy McGroarty's been there before; he's been the head coach, and now he's coming back for a second opportunity. You know that they're going to compete hard. You know they're going to be physical, and they have probably one of the best goaltenders that returning in the league, and Bitzer. He's a tremendously talented athlete, and he's going to give him a chance every night. Omaha, you know, Coach Kaufman coming in, it's his first time ever being a head coach, a young guy that's going to bring a lot of excitement and enthusiasm, and he's got those guys working hard. They never stopped competing against us last Friday, and they got a good group of forwards.
What about the Storm goaltending situation going into 2013?
We've got two new guys in. You know, Jacob Johansson's a Swede. He's a 20-year-old. He's been through some battles, played some pro hockey in Sweden. And then we also have Hayden Levine. He's a 96, so another young kid. He's committed to the University of Michigan. He's 6'3", again, a guy who's on the Beast Central scouting list, so a chance to get drafted in the second to fourth round right now. We're going to hopefully boost that status this year. But he's again, another athlete, so we're really excited about the two goalies we have.
Will it be a one-guy Friday, one-guy Saturday, or have you got a different plan for these two?
You know, right now we're going to let them compete each week, and whoever works harder in practice, we're going to, you know, they're going to get the opportunity to go on Friday or Saturday night, and then, you know, we'll see how they do and go from there. Right now we want them to push each other, and it's going to be an open competition, and, you know, whoever works the hardest and does things the right way, we'll get the start.
Jared, what you guys and all the Storm organization out there do such a great job promoting the product and having fun events. I know there's a lot going on just for this first one, so start there and fill me in on some of the cool stuff that we'll see Saturday and maybe throughout the month of October at least.
Yeah, absolutely. I think six of our first seven games are at home. So the challenge is, you know, how can we make it new, exciting, and fun and different every single one of the games? Obviously, the first game is going to be really special against Lincoln. Saturday night, we've got a barbecue for the first 2,000 fans that are coming out to the arena. Get there early, get a hamburger, hot dog, kind of a little bit of a tailgating atmosphere at the arena. It's hopefully going to be, like you said, a little bit cooler, so it won't be too hot, a mid-60 degree day, and you know, a little barbecue before the game. After the game, we've got a fireworks show, so that should be something that's a little bit new and different too. That's outside. And so after the game, you know, game ends, hopefully Storm take home their first win of the season, and then you can stay after for a little bit longer, watch the fireworks show. It's supposed to be a really good show. A company that we've got coming in does some good things. And then looking ahead, we've got Pink in the Rink night is coming up the next weekend. That should be really fun. Obviously, a lot of fans get out and support that. Fire and Ice night is October 12th, and so that's, we're going to be honoring a lot of the local fire departments here in the central Nebraska area, and trying to, you know, promote what they do. So we have a lot of cool things coming up. Stormhockey.com has the full promotion schedule, but first couple weeks of the season, we're getting after it. Six of our first seven games are homes.
Last year we went all out talking about Star Wars night. Is there anything new this year that kind of caught your eye?
Yeah, Star Wars Night is back, yeah. Actually, for a second year. We're still in the works of figuring that out. We've got a couple new things. Duck Dynasty Night has drawn a lot of attention here with Mountain Man coming in October 19th. We've got Casino Night in February, so that's a kind of a ways off. But I think that's something that we're kind of planning and trying to get some blackjack tables out at the arena and some fun chance for fans to compete for some prizes there on casino night. And there's some good events lined up.
Well, Josh, this is a form question. The next two I'm going to ask you here. Josh Howgie, head coach of the Storm, probably the same questions I've asked every coach the Storm has had here for the last 10 years and asked you probably the same thing last year. Let's start with the schedule. This is uniquely different, I believe, than what we've seen in recent times. I know we've talked a lot of times about the Storm having to hit the road the first part of the year. So you're at home, which makes it doubly important to get those wins. How do you face this?
Well, I think it's no secret that, it's been, a problem for this organization to get off to a good start. And I think, we set ourselves up, playing at home, giving us the opportunity to come out and take care of business at home and get off to that good start. We got some young guys, but they're going to have to step up right away and make some plays early for us. And we need to get off to that good start. Like you said, 6 out of 7 at home, you have to at least play 750 at hockey at home to make the playoffs, in our opinion, and 500 hockey on the road. So that's what we're going to be shooting for. If we can get 3 out of 4 points on a weekend, we're going to be in a good spot.
Well, we would love that. That's what we want to talk about every Monday when we talk Storm hockey and give the weekend results. The USHL is a crazy, crazy thing. Every year they do something different, tweak the playoffs, tweak the format, bring new teams in. Give us, I know that's down the road, but let's start off the season by finding out, what's it going to take? What's changed this year, if anything?
The only change is the game. The last year we played 64 games. This year will be a 60-game schedule. 4 teams, top 4 from each division, will make the playoffs. And, from there, it's game on.
And who's the team to beat this year? Who's out there?
Well, I think that, if you asked everyone around the league, Sioux Falls is scary right now. They have 4 players that return that scored over 20 goals. Most teams don't even have 1. Those guys usually go into college if you score, you score that much. And they had a player that the college wanted to come in, and he just felt he wasn't ready. And, he chose to stay back. And every once in a while you get lucky and have a situation like that. But, when you have 4 guys coming back that can score like that, you're definitely a preseason favorite.
I was going to mention this, Jared, by the way, when we were talking promos. I don't know if there's still an open day, but I thought maybe we could have Todd Gatula pie in the face night.
Now that'd be great, I think.
Now that he's no longer there, we could get his head on a stick and then have the real guy there.
I think it'd be great. I think we could raise a lot of money for that.
If folks want to get tickets, find out more information, you mentioned stormhockey.com, but all kinds of ticket packages available again.
Absolutely. Season tickets, not too late to get a season ticket package. And even if you decide after the season starts, we can prorate those and we can do plenty of things. There's different MyPlan ticket packages, 6, 8, 10 games, whatever you want. Our ticket office is pretty flexible with that kind of stuff, and we make it happen.
Storm Hockey is on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, again this season. Jared, anything different with the radio coverage or with the pregame, postgame, the way that you're going to be doing things?
I think it's pretty similar. Hopefully just the results are a little bit different. We get some more wins. I think everything's pretty much the same. All games on the Breeze. Pre-game show 15 minutes before, post-game show immediately after. We'll have Josh on both before and after every game, so tune in early, hear what he's got to say about the matchup, and then after the game you can hear how he thought the team did.
All right. Well, guys, anything else, Josh, you wanted to add?
No, I just think, get out and see this team. I think people are going to be really proud, and I think this team will represent this community well. It's going to be a hardworking team that does things the right way, and I just say, give them a chance, because I think that if you come out and watch them, you're going to be impressed.
Folks, it's Storm Hockey at the Viero Event Center. The Friday night games are 7:30 at home, and then 7:05 for the Saturday night games. And that is basically, what is there, only 3 non-Friday or Saturdays, right, this year, Jared?
Actually, we only have one. Well, we have 1 Wednesday game and 1 or 2 Sunday games. Yeah, so it's all of them are weekends except for a Wednesday in October, and we got a couple Sunday fun days in there as well.
Cool. All right, guys. Hey, best of luck, Josh. Jared, can't wait to listen again, and thanks for coming in. We can't wait for another year of Storm Hockey.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us.
That is Josh Howgie, head coach, Tri-City Storm. Jared Schaffern, voice of the Storm here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We will take a break when we come back. Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook, plus Luke Hoover, RotoWire to answer your fantasy football questions. Oh, man. I've almost forgot the most important question, because I got to make my prediction next week. Give me who's in the Stanley Cup. Who's playing for it all this year?
Wow.
You want to go first on that one?
I don't even know if I'm ready for my predictions. I don't know. You got one?
Well, I know that if I don't say Pittsburgh, our staff, I got a couple Pittsburgh fans, and then on, on the West, anybody you like in the West?
In the West,
I'm gonna take the Wild just because I'm gonna go ahead and go with the homer pick.
Cool.
I really like Ottawa. I think they got a good goaltender. I think they're going to kind of sneak up on people. I thought they would do well last year, and they did get past the round of the playoffs. So they might be like a sleeper team. I don't know if I'd pick them to win it all, but I like Ottawa in the West. Ooh, I don't know. The West is tough this year. Maybe St. Louis.
Okay.
Maybe St. Louis.
It's a good pick. I like St. Louis.
We will email me your picks when you get them all done.
I'm a Ranger fan, so I try not to be too biased. Hopefully the Rangers go a little farther in the playoffs this year.
See, here's the deal. Every time you say Rangers, I say Texas. That's Josh Algie, Jared Shafford. We'll be back with John Cook, head volleyball coach of the Huskers, after this.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We have the bar ready to go, the new menus are on the table, and now we're ready to staff the place for a busy summer. We're now taking applications for all positions, including front of the house and back of the house. No experience necessary, just bright, shiny faces. We're looking for the staff just as fun as we are. Apply in person at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Champions count on their equipment to give them an edge. For your gas-powered equipment, there's Stabil ethanol treatment designed to prevent corrosion, clean the fuel system, and stabilize fuel so your engines perform smoothly every time, year-round. When you want optimal performance and protection, Stabil ethanol treatment is the right equipment for your power equipment. Available at O'Reilly's, Advance Auto Parts, and AutoZone.
Right now at the Home Depot, select special order doors, windows, and accessories are 15% off. So, let's welcome home some energy savings. Let's bump security up a notch. Let's improve views. Say adios to worn-out windows. And then, let's get cozy. Let's do this. Select special order doors, windows, and accessories, now 15% off. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 2nd, U.S. only. See store.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As sunny skies develop across the area today, we'll head up to 86, a southerly Wednesday from 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, a low of 62 is expected, with a slight chance for a storm late. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 73.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance has Furniture First National Furniture Sale going on now through Sunday, where they've got great, great buying power. And just a few examples of their store-wide savings. Serta mattresses, now for a Dayton Eurotop Queen mattress set, $4.99. They throw in the free $100 gift card, so it's $5.99. They give you the gift card, so it's $4.99. Huge savings on every item in the store. Free delivery, great financing. You get 12 months to pay with no interest charges. How about an England designer sofa? You add the gift card, it's $6.49. How about a beautiful Lazy Boy rocker recliner with the gift card? Only $4.18. They have the best brands in the business. Lazy Boy, Ashley, Von Bassett, England, Best Chair, Lane, and many, many more. Stop in for the National Furniture Sale through Sunday at Bruce Furniture, which is going on, of course, at brucefurniture.com. You can check things out, and Bruce Furniture just right for you. Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. And rolling along on the Doug and Daddy Show as another great week continues here on ESPN Radio. And although the football Big Ten portion may start for Nebraska next week, the volleyball starts this week, and it's always an honor to catch up with the head coach, the head Husker himself, John Cook, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show this morning. Coach, thanks so much for the time. How you doing?
Doing good. Just working hard, trying to get better each week.
You know, I have to come up with one of the very first comments I heard, too, just kind of from your voice there. A lot of the fans, even some of the media guys, say that Coach Cook, even though this team is so young this year, looks so much more relaxed and at ease on the sidelines. Is that a front you're putting on? What's going on?
Who's saying that? I'm always relaxed. Now, I know as a coach, we are really young, and I've got to make sure that I'm the calm in the storm for them. And so I've been working very hard at that.
Well,
so good. I'm glad somebody noticed.
Well, obviously, we'll jump into these young kids that continue to improve. And you've said some really nice things, obviously, about these young kids so far. But 9 games in the non-conference. Now you get ready for conference play. Would you like to play more non-conference games if the schedule so allowed, or is this about the right amount?
Well, no, we would like to play more, but we have a choice to make in volleyball, the sport of volleyball, because of the shortness of our preseason. Is you can play in tournaments and sometimes play 2 matches in a day. We choose not to do that. One, we have a sellout streak here, so we're not going to do that at home and play. And we play on football Saturdays, so we're not going to go a doubleheader on a football Saturday. And or we can travel a lot, but this year we got to play 2 of our 4 weekends at home. Next year will be 3 of our 4 weekends at home. That's the number of dates that we have. You'll see some teams have already played 13, 14, 15 matches, but we've only played 9, and we like to make each match special, and that's why we went to Texas Sunday, and we had our players' challenges as 1 match a day. So it would be nice to play more, but we certainly got a lot out of playing at Texas Sunday, and I think our players' challenge, certainly those are 3 really good teams we played, and we had to play well and get used to playing in the Devaney. So we got a lot out of this preseason.
Texas, Nebraska, always a great battle. So I guess the next question is, you're never ever going to be where you want to be, but are you comfortable with where your team is heading into the conference?
I feel like we've been through some really good matches that have shown us what we're going to have to do and where we're a little bit vulnerable and areas, you know, just small little areas. I mean, the margin for error between 2 teams winning and losing a match is very small. And so our players are learning how small a margin that is. I talk about it all the time, but you know, until they actually go through it. So we've won some really close games. We've lost some really close games. We had a chance to win the match at Texas. So I think they are realizing now that, man, we could be pretty good, and we've got to, you know, fix a few things and continue to improve each week. And I tell them every week, I think we can be the best, most improved team over the course of the season.
Talking with John Cook, Nebraska head volleyball coach here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Nebraska fans that have watched high school volleyball at all know about the Rolfson twins. Let's start there. Where have you seen their development?
Well, they're physically they're pretty elite athletes, so the physical part has been an easy adjustment for them. It's been the mental part and understanding, you know, this isn't high school. They're just going to go up and hit over blockers and, you know, get easy kills. That people here are going to block them and dig them, and they have to pass a lot tougher serves. They got to serve a lot tougher. You know, there's more physical hitters they're trying to block. So I think adjusting to the college game, the speed, and the mental part of it, of coming in, you know, how important each point is. And you just can't rely on your athletic ability to, you know, to save yourself. You've got to become technically a very good volleyball player. You got to be low error. And so I think that's been their biggest adjustment. And Amber has probably adjusted a little bit faster than Katie, because Katie got set back, you know, didn't play her first couple weekends. She hurt her shoulder in a wakeboarding or tubing thing. And so that really set her back. But anyway, those guys, you know, to put in perspective for the Husker Nation, and since I've been here in 13 years, we've only started eight freshmen. Eight freshmen have started over 13 years. We're now starting three freshmen. So that's almost half the number of freshmen have ever started in this program over the last 13 years. We're almost having that with Katie and Amber, and then Justine, our libero. So we're going into new waters we've never been before.
Coach, how does some of the upperclassmen handle that when the youngsters are getting some playing time? Somebody like a Morgan, who had played quite a bit, maybe isn't seeing as much court time. How are they handling that?
Well, I think Morgan's really the only one, because everybody, I mean, we were starting Cecilia, she's been in our program, has never started a match here till this year. Alicia Ostrander's never started a match. Both those guys have started in the middle. Megan's a freshman from last year, so she's really the only one that has any extensive playing time. It has impacted Morgan, and, you know, but she's handled it well. She's a captain, and she comes in and works hard every day, and you know, at some point, you know, we're going to need her. And so, you know, it's a total team effort. But it's been an interesting process for me, because we do have so many new players, and then Kelsey and Mary are transfers who are new as well. So, I mean, even though they're more mature than freshmen, they're still new to all this. I mean, they've never played in front of 8,000 people before.
Talking with John Cook, Nebraska volleyball coach, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, from being out here in the Tri-Cities in Kearney and Hastings and Grand Island, we did get a chance to see Alicia play against some of our high school teams in district finals, so there's a little familiarity with the girl out of Gordon. You've had Haley from Ewing, Jordan from Hooper. You've been able to find some talented kids from really, really small programs. How did you find this kid out of Gordon, and how has she developed under your program in the first couple of years?
Well, Alicia was recruited more for basketball than volleyball, but she really liked basketball. Really liked volleyball over basketball. And she walked on here, and, you know, there was a lot of days I thought, man, maybe you ought to be going somewhere else, you know. But she's a really good athlete, and she was behind in her development just because she's a multi-sport athlete. She sang in the choir. She did everything out there. But hoteling did that, and was National Player of the Year. And Alicia's done a great job. She's worked really hard. We've moved her around position-wise, and this year we moved her back in the middle, where I think she's most comfortable. And she's doing a great job. She started a couple matches, and she's going to play a lot this fall. So it's just another great story of the small-town Nebraska girls. It just takes them a while till they can, you know, get comfortable and get used to all this. But good athlete, works really hard, and great kid.
How absolutely vital is it to have that talent in state? And they're going to probably stay home because of the program that you and Coach Pettit have developed, but to have that talent in such a small populous base, and they're playing for you.
Yeah, I just like the walk-on program for football. You know, they got away from that, and, you know, they saw what happened. It's the same for us. We got to have these in-state girls and that come here because, you know, they're playing for more than just a university. They're playing for their state. And so there's great pride in that. They work really hard. They want to do well, and our fans love it.
Well, you start on the road this week with Northwestern and Illinois. Give us a preview.
Well, both, you know, everybody's 0-0 in the Big Ten. It's the Big Ten openers for those guys. There's nine teams ranked in the top 10. Wisconsin should be ranked. So right now we should have 10 teams ranked in the top 25 in the poll. So the Big Ten is going to be brutal. We went to Northwestern 2 years ago and got beat. So, and Illinois is a very good team. They went 5 with Texas as well. So it's just going to be this has to be one of the most competitive conferences for a sport of any sport in the country. You tell me another conference has had 10 teams at one point ranked in the top 25 of their sport. It's never happened. So it's going to be exciting and it's going to be tough, but it's going to really, I think, force our team to play at a high level.
Coach, anything that's caught your eye or made you raise an eyebrow about the way the teams have been playing in the conference, in the non-conference play, but as they go into conference play?
No, I just think anybody can beat anybody in the Big Ten, and that's the mindset we have to go in with every night. And, you know, we're still a very unproven team, so we've got to go with the mindset that we've got to be go and take it. And that's what we did down in Texas. You know, we went down there with the mindset that we're going to have to go in here and, you know, play our game and not let Texas play their game and handle the crowd and all that. And it's going to be like this every weekend in the Big Ten.
Finally, Coach John Cook, we'll let you out of here with this. You guys have kept saying you're still getting used to the Devaney and you still haven't been in there that long. You still kind of get the goosebumps when you walk in there?
I'm in awe every day. I just one of our regents was just in here a second ago. I was showing him around and, you know, it's just, The designers, they did a beautiful job on it. It's a great volleyball venue. It would be a great concert venue. Great, it's going to be great for gymnastics and wrestling. It's fan friendly. You know, the concessions are all redone. The bathrooms are redone. They still got some more work to do this spring on the south ramp out here. But man, is it beautiful! And everybody loves it.
Well, the home openers for the Big Ten Conference will be next weekend with Minnesota and Wisconsin on Friday and Saturday. The Huskers go to Northwestern and Illinois this weekend. Coach Cook, always appreciate you being gracious with your time, and thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good luck.
Okay, thanks, everybody.
You bet, Coach. Thank you so much. Coach John Cook here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And again, Husker Volleyball. Wow, what a great, great, great venue. Just like the venue at Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. They love their football, and they'll be listening Sunday while they're working for you. Don't forget, RotoWire, Luke Hoover coming up next. Get your questions in. But a rarity, they're open every once in a while on a Sunday, but as they say, it only happens a couple of times a year. So take advantage. If you get a chance and you just say, man, I'm so busy, I work 6 days a week, I've got all this going on. Well, Sunday, if you got a little time, noon to 5, they are open on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Check out the 2014 Impala, currently in stock. Currently about 11 left on the lot to choose from. They're one of the hot items this year. Beautiful design. The Buick Encore, very hard to keep on hand, but they've got a few for you there. If you're looking for a truck, how about a Silverado, up to $8,600 off. Check them out online. And, of course, Midway, it's a better way. Open this Sunday, open every day, Monday through Saturday, and this Sunday especially from noon to 5, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fantasy football with Luke Hoover next.
Uh-oh. Summer's over. Kids are back in school. With my schedule, how am I going to stay in shape?
Complete Nutrition will help you do it all this fall. Picture yourself trim and fit.
Yeah.
With more energy and motivation.
Well, that's better.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
How'd you do it? You took charge with a little help from your partners at Complete Nutrition.
Can they help me lose weight?
Complete Nutrition will customize a weight loss plan for you that'll work.
This won't be easy.
Talk to our experts about your goals. We have the advice and products that will help you meet them.
Do you know how busy I am?
Yes. We'll design a plan to fit in with your busy life.
Okay. I just need the willpower.
Maybe you just need to visit Complete Nutrition for a plan that makes finding the willpower a little bit easier. You can do it all this fall.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
You know, my schedule doesn't look so scary anymore.
Complete Nutrition!
A man in his truck. A man in his truck and his teenage daughter who had a rough day at school. And the ride home. And boys and grades and teachers and tryouts. And fitting in. And sticking out. And the 25 minutes between school and the driveway that lifted the weight of the world. The all-new Chevy Silverado. No quieter full-size pickup on the road. No more perfect place to lend an ear. Silverado. Strong for all the roads ahead.
Musicians, over 700 products, representing over $40 million of inventory, all marked down to move in just a few short days. Now through Tuesday, it's Guitar Center's Gear-a-thon Savings Event. Score drastic discounts on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and DJ and lighting gear from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Taylor, Yamaha, Korg, Shure, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. It's all priced to move by Tuesday night, plus play now, pay later with our best financing offer ever. Guitar Center's Gear-a-thon Savings Event.
From Alliance to Falls City, South Sioux City to Ogallala, all of Nebraska is coming together for a great cause. It's Team Jack Day in Nebraska. Become a Team Jack All-Star.
Go Team Jack, 855-RUN-JACK.
Your donation goes directly to fund research for pediatric brain cancer. Call 1-855-RUN-JACK.
855-RUN-JACK.
That's 855-786-5225 to join Team Jack today.
And you can do some work with Team Jack on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, between 2 and 6 this afternoon, going live with that on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Folks, it's time for our Fantasy Football Report, brought to you by Fanatics, your fantasy football headquarters on the bricks in downtown Kearney. Of course, don't forget, they've got high-definition televisions from wall to wall, giant HD projection TVs with every game on, and a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids' menu that'll make you stand up and cheer. Join the Fanatics at Fanatics for every NFL and major college football game all season long, about a block north of the railroad tracks, on the bricks, Central Avenue, Kearney.
It's time for a Fantasy Football Update with fantasy football expert Luke Hoover of RotoWire.com. Send in your fantasy football questions now and let Luke guide your fantasy team to a championship.
Hey, congratulations to our winners in our Fantasy Football Challenge last week. Tate in Lincoln Championship, Husker DC took Peyton Manning to a one-point victory, or at least for second place, and brings home the large pizza. We'll tell you more about our Fanatics Fantasy Football Challenge in a moment. But Luke Hoover rolls in from RotoWire, RotoWire.com. Luke, happy Thursday. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, I just so many questions last week. We've got more this week. I still hate the Thursday night games. Does that put a big wrinkle in what you do for your team?
You know, it has to, because you know what it makes you. You have to. You're forced to make some decisions, you know, before you learn things. You know, for players on Sunday, there might be game time decisions. So you may want to play a guy like a Ray Rice, who could wind up a game time decision again this week. But you know, you're not sure if he's going to end up sitting. Do you really want, you know, a running back tonight like a Frank Gore or Darrell Richardson? Maybe you have to roll with one of them instead. And so far, neither of those guys has really produced what you might have hoped. So it makes decisions more difficult because of, you know, injuries certainly come into play, and you know, player statuses and things of that nature. But also, I think it's tough to play a guy on a Thursday night, because we saw this last year. The performance is usually, they're just not as strong. You know, coming off a short week, it's we've seen a lot of sloppy Thursday games, and I'm kind of expecting another one tonight.
Yeah, well, we had the one great performance from Doug Martin last year, I think, on a Thursday, right. And that was the standout one. Well, we've got a lot of questions to get to, so let's get after them. Terrence says, I'm in a deep league that uses the OP position, standard scoring. With one quarterback on bye, I can start either Kenbrell Tompkins or Marlon Brown at that spot, or I can pick up Gabbert, Glennon, and Flynn for a one-week stint. What would you suggest?
Ooh, that's tough, because none of those quarterbacks is particularly strong options. I think Matt Flynn could have a nice game, just due to, you know, how bad the Washington defense is. I don't know that I'd want to drop either of those receivers, though, for Flynn in the standard scoring, so I'd probably just stick with Tompkins and give him a chance. He finally found the end zone last week a couple times, actually, and he seems like he's starting to build that rapport more and more with Tom Brady. Of course, you are running the risk that if Danny Amendola is a game-time decision and plays, Tompkins might not see the ball as much.
All right, let's move on here. And again, folks, you can email us, you can tweet us, you can Facebook us, as you do every single week. Scott says, pick one, Vincent Jackson, T.Y. Hilton, or Denarius Moore.
it's close, but if he's active and he's going to play, I'm still going to give the edge to Vincent Jackson. He's going to have maybe a tough matchup with Patrick Peterson, but they're going to have to let Mike Glennon throw the ball to see what they have in him. He's got a big arm. Jackson's a good deep threat. I think there's potential there, you know, for a nice game.
Here's a trade that I've got two or three of these for you this week, Luke. It looks like. Would you trade Stephen Ridley for Monte Ball?
I personally wouldn't. I'd probably wait and hold on to Ridley, you know, because of what he's done in the past. I mean, if that's a keeper league, I'd possibly consider it. There's both backfields are pretty messy right now with this, who's getting the ball, but Monte's fumbled now in back-to-back games, and that would definitely scare me off of him a little.
Let's do another trade question. Would you trade Calvin Johnson and Tony Romo for Witten, Michael Vick, and Andre Johnson?
Absolutely not. Actually, as soon as you said the name Calvin Johnson, the no was pretty strong unless I heard a top-tier running back thrown in there.
Beautiful.
I wouldn't trade Calvin for any wide receiver, and that package isn't good enough.
Got another one here since we had Marlon Brown mentioned just a moment ago. This is a flex standard league from Scott in Kearney. Play one, Snelling, Colston, Marlon Brown.
I would definitely go with Snelling. You know, he's splitting with Chuckwiz Rogers right now with Steven Jackson out. They both touch the ball a fair amount, and I actually think they'll utilize Snelling a little more than Rogers this week playing, you know, a Patriots defense that's pretty big up front. They might need the power that Snelling brings, you know, have him hand off to him a little bit more frequently.
Luke Hoover, RotoWire, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Ryan says, I have to play a backup quarterback since Aaron Rodgers is out. You go with Andy Dalton or Jay Cutler? Nice job on those two backups, too, there, Ryan. Which one do you take this week, Dalton or Cutler?
That one's actually really close. It's tough because I think Dalton will be throwing a lot. This Cleveland's run D is very strong this year. But at the same time, I think Cutler and Detroit could get into a high-scoring game, and I'd probably give a slight edge to Cutler. He's been getting really good protection out of his revamped line, and that, with Brandon Marshall there, you know, he's going to have a nice game, I think.
RG3 or Andy Dalton?
Again, a close one, but you have to give the nod to RG3 because of the matchup. Oakland's D is not strong enough. I don't know that you're going to get the ground production that, you know, you'd hope for, but he's throwing the ball quite a bit, and his yardage numbers have been strong.
Here is another trade question from Josh in Kearney. He says, I've been offered Trent Richardson in exchange for Arian Foster and Ben Tate. T. Rich has a more favorable schedule, in his opinion. He's going to be the workhorse once he gets integrated into Indy's offense. What would you recommend with that trade?
It's tough because it's at this point, I don't know that we can say for certain that Richardson will be the workhorse. Bradshaw's, you know, significantly outplayed him. Granted, he'd only been with the team for a few days. But Bradshaw's definitely going to get a chunk of that backfield. So right now, you know, both Indy and Houston look like kind of tandem backfields. I would probably stick with the Houston backfield and Arian Foster. You know, the Texans system is very, you know, running back friendly. He's going to get goal line carries. I think he'll improve as the year goes on. And this way, if you have one get hurt, you have the other.
Man, another trade question rolls in here. Says, in one league, I'm 0-3, and we all know where that is. But he's 0-3. He says, I've been offered Peyton Manning, Lamar Miller, and Mike Wallace. In exchange, I would trade away Tony Romo, Arian Foster, and A.J. Green. On the surface, I know that looks ridiculous, but considering the pace that Peyton is playing at and my less-than-stellar start, do I roll the dice?
The only way I would consider that, two reasons. If it's not a keeper league, it sounds like it wasn't. If it's not keeper, and if quarterbacks are getting six passing touchdowns or 6 points per passing touchdown as opposed to four, I might roll the dice on that at 0-3. Like I said, I think Foster will improve and have some better outings. And obviously, A.J. Green is a considerable upgrade over Mike Wallace. You're putting a lot of faith in that Miami offense then. But I think both those players do have upside, and Peyton Manning is going to be, I think, by a fair margin, the highest-scoring fantasy performer this year.
Luke Hoover, RotoWire, as we continue on with your questions, folks. Mark is in a quandary. Is Ray Rice going to play this weekend? And if he doesn't, do I play Snelling, Rogers, Hilton, or Tompkins in a PPR?
Well, I think even if Ray Rice does play, and I think he will, I believe that he will. He's practiced a little bit this week, which he didn't do at all last week. Even if he plays, though, I see Bernard Pierce getting the heavier workload. You know, it's a PPR league, so I understand wanting to play Rice. But Jason Snelling is catching the ball a fair amount as well, and I'd give him a slight advantage over Rice this week, even though the matchup with Buffalo is strong.
Well, Colin has sent me a book here, so I'll try and condense it as much as I can. Do you start Daryl Richardson tonight against a San Francisco defense that's giving up the second most points to running backs, or DeMarco Murray, Darren McFadden, Marshawn Lynch?
Any other one of those running backs. It's tempting to play someone against the Niners with what has happened to them so far. But the types of backs that have scored on them, we're talking about Marshawn Lynch, Trent Richardson, Ahmad Bradshaw, and even Eddie Lacy had a solid game in week one. Much bigger backs, stronger. Bradshaw's not particularly big. But I wouldn't trust Richardson right now. He still has a foot injury he's been dealing with. He's averaging less than 3.5 yards per carry in a Rams offense that just can't run the ball. I would definitely go with any of those other running backs, who all have pretty solid matchups, by the way.
All right, Mike Wallace or Akeem Nix?
I would probably give the edge to Wallace. You know, going against New Orleans, they're going to have to throw the ball a fair amount to keep pace with Drew Brees.
Trent says Kaepernick or EJ this week?
Ooh, I never would have thought that was a tough one because Kaepernick has just been such a disappointment these last 2 weeks. I have to feel like the caliber player that he is, he's going to bounce back at some point. I believe it's going to be a bit of a sloppy game, and I'd be leery of it. But the Ravens, he's playing really strong, hasn't given up a touchdown in 2 weeks. I'm not going to trust the rookie just yet. I'd stick with Kaepernick.
We've got just a couple of minutes left here with Luke Hoover of RotoWire. You know, once in a while we'll get a kicker question or a defense question. Since the Niners are playing tonight, what would you recommend, Luke, with the Niners' defense? I mean, they were tops last year, and do you get rid of them and pick up a Tennessee or a Tampa Bay that's out there on the waiver wires, or do you just ride with them?
I don't know that I want to drop them because they still have a lot of talent, but without Patrick Willis tonight, if he does sit out this game, I haven't seen an official report on that, and obviously they won't have Alden Smith. They're probably not going to be as good as you would hope for. So I would bench him this week, but I'd still want to hold on to him because they have that talent. If Alvin Smith can return, even if it's a month down the line, they could be pretty solid. So I'd give him a couple more weeks. If they lay an egg this week and again struggle next week, then you reconsider.
Buck says, and I assume you're in eliminator leagues or suicide leagues. Are you in any of those, Luke?
Yep.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the Eagles eliminated me 1 week already.
Buck says, is it better to play the good teams or go with whoever plays Jacksonville?
You could go either way and still have some success, I think. I don't see the Jags certainly not winning before Justin Blackmon returns, which is another week. But even then, it will be a struggle for them.
All right, who do you hate this week? Who's a guy that you starts 15 weeks out of the year but you set this week?
Well, we already brought up his name a couple times, and I just can't play. You know, for EJ Manuel, I'll start him. But if I have an absolutely, like even an average quarterback on my bench, I'm probably putting Kaepernick there this week. Discussed with my brother, as a matter of fact, he's going to start Alex Smith over Kaepernick in one league, which is kind of ironic, obviously. And a guy I have to play and feel really, really good about, especially after he put up numbers in the terrible matchup for him, but, you know, from the standpoint of they were getting killed this last week. I like Darren McFadden a lot this weekend, you know, playing that Washington defense, giving up a ton of yardage. I think they will, you know, let Matt Flynn throw the ball a fair amount, but McFadden's going to be involved there as well, and I think he runs it pretty strong.
All right. All these waiver wire pickups, was there somebody that you really liked this week, Luke? I mean, you never know which league has who, but you've got the running back situation in Green Bay. You've got a couple of these wide receivers emerging, coming off injuries. Is there a name that you've really pointed towards this week?
There were actually quite a few, but one in particular that I went out and tried to get anywhere he was available if I didn't already have him, and I did in a couple. Ryan Broyles, I think, is about to be very valuable. Particularly PPR leagues with Nate Burleson out at least a month after the bizarre injury to his arm. Broyles is going to get a fair amount of targets. He's always going to draw single coverage with Calvin on the other end. And he's a talented player. I think he's got a good feel for just finding soft spots in coverage and a good rapport with Stafford, even though they've had limited action together.
And the last one just snuck in. Standard league, Michael Vick or RG3?
I would go with RG3. The Broncos defense has been pretty strong. I think once they get a lead on Philly, Vic's going to have to press a little and might turn the ball over.
All right, Luke, always appreciate the information, the knowledge. We'll do it again next Thursday. Enjoy your week.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
Take care. Luke Hoover, RotoWire, rotowire.com, dropping his info, helping you win your fantasy football leagues. And, of course, I can already see the run on Darren McFadden in the Doug and Daddy Fanatics Fantasy Football Challenge, because you can play who you want every week, or at least you get the choice via the salary cap. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com and click on the Fanatics Football Challenge. Log in. Each week, the winner gets a $25 gift card to Fanatics, even a second place prize with a free large pizza. At the end of the year, the winners are entered into the $200 drawing for the Super Bowl party for you and your friends. So you win 1 week, you got a 1 in 17 chance. Is that mathematically correct? Yeah, it's $200 Super Bowl party. It's free. Log in. Play today. We've got folks, as we said, this week's winner came out of Lincoln. So you can be from anywhere and enjoy Fanatics and the Doug and Daddy Fanatics Fantasy Football Challenge. Oh, man, what else? I think we ran over just about everything we had today. Again, Tate and Lincoln and Husker DC, 1-2 in our Fanatics Football Challenge. This comes from Trent. Why would anyone in their right mind want to play for a football team in London? You've got 8 round trips over the ocean. What about the West Coast teams playing the London Sissy Nannies? There are adjustments issues with Seattle playing the noon game in Foxborough. Please put this stupid idea to rest. My goodness, I understand expanding your brand, but this deserves a come on, man. Yeah, Trent, I agree. You can give me the time frame, but wouldn't it make more sense? And they've kind of got away from doing this. They used to have a game in Mexico every year, and it was just bonkers, and maybe that's why, but even if it wasn't Dallas going down there, 100,000-plus soccer stadiums would just fill up. Would just fill up. That's just incredible. I don't like the London. And that's just it. Yeah, you pop your East Coast teams over there, that's one thing. But my goodness, send San Francisco over there, Seattle over there. It's just, it doesn't make any sense. And really, the people in London don't care. They don't. It's an event. It's different. That's why they may go to it. But what good does it do putting Pittsburgh and Minnesota over there this Sunday for a 6 o'clock their time, I believe it is, kickoff, and noon here in the Central Time Zone? I agree with the trend. I don't get it. Hey, folks, we promised to put some Platte Valley Roller Vixen tickets up. We're going to do that as we roll out of the show today. We've got a couple of pair of tickets here. If you would like them, all you got to do is give us a call. It's Saturday night at the Heartland Events Center as they take on the FOCO Punchy Brewster, 7:30, Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. If you'd like some tickets to the Roller Derby Saturday night, call us now at 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. Give us a buzz. And Jeffrey will get rid of a couple of pair of tickets here as we wrap things up on this Thursday show. Folks, one other thing, don't forget, you can save big right now on our ShopWheelerDealer.com website. Big O Tires, Big Apple Fun Center, Valentino's in Kearney, Golf from Given Valley View, Sap Brothers, Dickie's Barbecue, and a whole lot more. And because it's the Huskers bye week, the code is bye week. But that's B-U-Y. Ha-ha. B-U-Y-Z. Get that bye week. Put it in all as one word and save an additional 21% through Friday, the end of business. Save right now at ShopWheelerDealer.com. If you're not familiar with it, check it out. You'll be saving yourself some bucks. We do want to thank Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook, Tri-City Storm head coach, and a play-by-play man Josh Howji and Jared Shafford for joining us on the show today, as well as Luke Hoover from RotoWire. Tomorrow, Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay. We'll talk a little roller derby. We've got Husker recruiting news even on their bye week, and Jimmy Langan's in for Pigskin Pick'em as our co-host. Enjoy your Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy
All
Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.